have Secretary Conley for the...
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes, sir.
John, I got some very good reaction to your thing, but let me have Chuck Colson tell you what he... You just had a call from Frank Stanton. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Come here, Chuck. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Chuck.
I just got a call from Frank Stanton that he was about as turned on as any guy I've ever heard. He said he watched the entire hour, but it was one of the most exciting hours on television that he had ever seen. That he was just thrilled that they had the opportunity to carry it. They're going to go on 10 to 11 tonight on a special at which he said, I've instructed my people to use very large amounts of Conley's press conference. And he said, the only thing I would hate like hell to be the editor because I wouldn't know where to cut any portion of that. He said that was just the most sensational thing he'd ever seen.
Well, that's great.
And
wonderful, Chuck.
And he really was very... I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen. I tell you, the gift you have for cutting those fellows down when they're out of line and giving them a good smile and turning the questions against them, I just think it was absolutely brilliantly done.
Well, you're mighty kind.
That's the first time I think I've ever seen a one-hour press conference that I was sorry to see end.
Well, by God, I wasn't.
I bet you're tired.
Jesus, I was exhausted.
Oh, well, that's a hell of an ordeal.
Yeah, it really is funny.
But it was just superb, absolutely beautiful. And when you can take an old, hard-bitten pro like Frank Stanton and turn him on to the point where he's just calling, he said, I don't know why I called you, Chuck, but I just had to tell somebody. I was so excited over it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Hang on just a minute.
Thank you, Chuck.
Just a second, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Ron Ziegler.
Hi, Ron.
Say, I thought that was a good confrontation.
Good.
And I think you handled it very well.
Well,
I particularly enjoyed the way you responded to that $5 question with a student.
Yeah.
That might be worth $6.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, bastards, they always want
to... And I also liked your moldable choice thing to Dan Shore.
Yeah.
Where it's the first time you had a moldable choice since you were in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I thought it was...
I just figure you got to be yourself with these things, and that's all I can do.
No, I think the other effect it had, too, it clarified a lot of things. And you know, the people out there watching understand exactly the scope of what happened and... the meaning of what happened.
Well, I hope it helped them to understand it, because I think I was able to say a few things that maybe to augment and implement what the president said last night. So I think
where you made it clear that the president would not move to take individual steps, that he wanted to make the comprehensive approach and the comprehensive package. I think shot him down on particularly their reference to your June statements and the fact that reality changes from day to day. So. Well, I thought it was very effective. Congratulations, sir.
You're kind to say so.
Here's the president.
Thank you.
Okay, take off 5 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right.